堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Green 先生和陈女士又要会面。陈女士上次告诉 Green 先生，她打算在美国市场上推销自己的软件，但是她并不想在美国开设办公室，而准备特许美国公司负责电脑游戏的销售工作。这是在打进市场的过程中，花费和风险都比较小的途径。在今天的会谈里，陈女士希望了解保护电脑游戏知识产权的具体做法。Green 先生要说明，他们可以取得电脑游戏的某些组成部分的版权，还可以为其他部分登记注册商标。取得什么的版权，用英文来表示就是 copyright， C-O-P-Y-R-I-G-H-T， copyright。而登记注册商标用英文说是 trademark， T-R-A-D-E-M-A-R-K， trademark。 好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，源码怎样可以得到保护。
How exactly are we going to protect my games?
That depends on what exactly we protect.
Let's start with my source code.
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
And I suppose the manual.
Yes, the manual is copyrightable too.
Does copyright protection extend to the game title?
No, that'll be trademarked.
我们先听听陈女士提出要讨论什么主要问题， Green 先生怎么答复。
How exactly are we going to protect my games?
That depends on what exactly we protect.
陈女士提出，我们究竟怎么样保护我的电脑游戏呢？ Green 先生回答，那取决于我们究竟要保护什么。注意 ,depend on 表示取决于。再听一遍 Green 先生的话。
That depends on what exactly we protect.
在听陈女士提出什么保护对象， Green 先生认为保护措施是什么？
Let's start with my source code.
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
陈女士说 Let's start with source code. 先从源码说起吧。这句话里的 start with 意思是从什么说起。 Green 先生说，保护源码容易，我们可以为你的源码取得版权。注意，他的话里用到了刚才学到的生词 copyright。 这里的 copyright 是动词，意思是为什么东西取得版权。再听一遍这两句话，注意 start with 和 copyright。
Let's start with my source code.
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
我们接着听陈女士提出的下一个保护对象是什么，和 Green 先生的意见。里面有这个词 copyrightable， C-O-P-Y-R-I-G-H-T-A-B-L-E， copyrightable。 copyrightable 是由动词 copyright 加后缀 A-B-L-E 构成的，动词 copyright 意思是取得版权，而后缀 able 把动词转为形容词，并有能够的意思，所以 copyrightable 含义是能够取得版权的。
And I suppose the manual.
Yes, the manual is copyrightable too.
陈女士说，我想说明书也得保护。 Green 先生的回答是，是的，说明书也是可取得版权的部分。 我们听他俩还谈到什么。
Does copyright protection extend to the game title?
No, that'll be trademarked.
陈女士想了解版权保护是否延伸到电脑游戏的名称。换句话说就是电脑游戏的名称是否在版权保护范围内。她话里有 extend to, 意思就是延伸到。Green 先生说电脑游戏的名称不在版权保护范围内，但是能被登记和注册商标。这里有我们刚学到的动词 trademark。刚才陈女士说 copyright protection， 这里的 copyright 是形容词，意思是有关版权的，它修饰名词 protection。 我们再来认识一下 copyright 这个词汇家庭中的成员。刚才 Green 先生先介绍给我们动词 copyright。
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
他接着引荐了形容词 copyrightable，含义是能取得版权的。
Yes, the manual is copyrightable too.
随后陈女士把 copyright 这个词作为形容词使用。
Does copyright protection extend to the game title?
请大家一起来练习，听你回答问题，并且在答复时选用 copyright 词汇家庭中的一个成员，然后再对照我们说的答案。
What will Ms. Chen do to the source code?
She will copyright the source code.
Can the manual be copyrighted?
Yes, it is copyrightable.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
How will the source code be protected?How exactly are we going to protect my games?
That depends on what exactly we protect.
Let's start with my source code.
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
And I suppose the manual.
Yes, the manual is copyrightable too.
Does copyright protection extend to the game title?
No, that'll be trademarked.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
How will the source code be protected?
By copyright.
Green 先生刚才说，不能为电脑游戏的名称取得版权，却可以注册商标。显然，版权和商标都能保护陈女士产品的某些组成部分。但是版权和商标究竟有什么不同呢？这就是他俩接着要谈的问题。我们继续参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题：什么能保护产品的名称和图像设计？
What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols associated with a product.
Like the graphic design.
Like the graphic design, and even your company's logo.
So the look of my product is trademarked.
And the source code and manual are copyrighted.
So no one can copy them.
Not without copyright infringement.
听听陈女士开门见山地提出什么问题来了， Green 先生怎么回答她。先学个词组， associated with.Associated is spelled A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E-D. Associated with 意思是和什么有关的。再学个生词 symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, symbol, 意思是标记、象征。
What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols associated with a product.
陈女士问，商标和版权究竟有什么不同呢？ Green 先生告诉她，商标是保护产品名称或者任何与产品有关的标记的。刚才他俩的话里 ,trademark 和 copyright 都是名词，解释为商标和版权。Grigion 的答复，媒体版权只解释商标保护什么，因为他前面已经说明了版权的保护对象，所以实际上他俩的对答是这样的意思。
What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols, and a copyright protects the written work.
Green 先生的意思是，商标保护产品名称或者标志，而版权保护书面作品。陈女士听了，明白了商标的保护范围了吗？我们往下听他俩的对答。
Like the graphic design.
Like the graphic design and even your company's logo.
陈女士举出图像设计是商标保护的东西。Green 先生接上话头说，例如有图像设计，甚至还包括你们公司的标记。我们往下听他俩还提出哪些是被注册作为商标的，哪些是版权所有的。注意，他俩用了动词的过去分词 trademarked 和 copyrighted。
So, the look of my product is trademarked.
And the source code and manual are copyrighted.
陈女士推测，她产品的外观是被登记作为商标的。Green 先生补充说，源码和说明书都受版权保护。他俩今天谈话里好几次用到 trademark 这个词，拼法虽然相同，但是用法不同。Trademark和 copyright 很相似。首先，他们都可以做名词用，比方说在下面两句话里。
What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols.
Trademark 也可以做动词用，解释为把什么作为商标注册登记，或者把什么的商标注册。例如，下面这句话里的 trademark是动词的被动式。
So the look of my product is trademarked.
我们一起来练习使用 trademark 这个词，请回答问题，并且在答复里用 trademark 这个词的正确形式。答完了再和我们说的答案对照一下。
What protects titles or symbols?
A trademark.
How is the look of the product protected?
It is trademarked.
我们继续听他俩谈论为产品注册商标的作用。
So no one can copy them.
陈女士说，产品注册商标以后，就没有人可以仿照这些产品的名称、标记等设计了。听听 Green 先生对这个有什么看法？但是先要学个生词，你记不记得我们上次学到的生词 infringe? Infringe 意思是侵犯，它是动词。今天要学的是 infringement, I-N-F-R-I-N-G-E-M-E-N-T, infringement. Infringement 由 infringe 加后缀M-E-N-T 构成，后缀 M-E-N-T 能把动词变为名词，所以 infringement 是名词侵犯。
So no one can copy them.
Not without copyright infringement.
Green 先生补充说，要是有人企图抄袭注册商标的产品，就必然会侵犯版权。他话里的 not without copyright infringement是双重否定，要是直译就是不会不侵犯版权。双重否定用来突出肯定的含义，这里是强调必然会侵犯版权。好，我们再听一次他俩的这段讨论，并且考虑回答这个问题。
What protects the title and graphic design? What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols associated with a product.
Like the graphic design.
Like the graphic design and even your company's logo.
So the look of my product is trademarked.
And the source code and manual are copyrighted.
So no one can copy them.
not without copyright infringement.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
What protects the title and graphic design?
A trademark.
Green 先生接下来要向陈女士介绍为产品取得版权的具体步骤。他们也会谈到注册商标的过程比较复杂。我们继续参加他俩的谈话，请边听边想这个问题。登记版权和注册商标两者间哪一个手续比较简易？
So how do we begin?
Copyright is easy. Put a C in a circle, your name and the date on your manual.
That's it?
That's the first step. Then we'll register with the U.S. Copyright Commission.
Same for trademark?
No, trademark registration is more complicated.
Do we have to register the logo?
Only if you want to protect it.
陈女士了解版权和商标的作用以后，很想知道该怎么着手去办，所以她急着向 Green 先生提出了问题，听听他俩的一问一答。
So how do we begin?
Copyright is easy.Put a C in a circle, your name and the date on your manual.
陈女士问，我们怎么开始办呢？ Green 先生告诉她，版权手续简便，把用圆圈圈上的字母 C 以及你公司的名号和日期印在说明书上。从陈女士的问法可见，她想马上着手。再听一遍她的问题。
So how do we begin?
How do we begin?这个问题在对话中常常会用来要求对方给自己出个主意。我们再听几个例子。
So, you want to license your product in China?
How do we begin?
So, you want to find a licensee in the U.S.
How do I begin?
陈女士听了 Green 先生说明取得版权的步骤以后，似乎觉得意外。她想知道这些是否已经包括了全部手续。听他怎么问。
That's it?
这句问话含有这样的意思，有没有其他手续了？因为手续的简便使他觉得奇怪。再听一遍他的问话。
That's it?
再听一段对话，其中也包括了这句问话。提这个问题的人也是为取得版权如此简单而惊奇。
How do I copyright the product?
Copyright is easy.Put a C in a circle, your name and the date on your manual.
That's it?
That's the first step.
其实 Green 先生刚才说的仅仅是第一步。我们接着听他解释还得做什么。里面有个生词 register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R, register, 意思是登记。再学个机构名称。U.S. Copyright Commission. U.S. Copyright Commission. Commission is spelled C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-O-N. U.S. Copyright Commission 是美国版权委员会。
That's it?
That's the first step.Then we'll register with the U.S. Copyright Commission.
Green 先生说，要取得版权还得在美国版权委员会登记。陈女士知道了取得版权的手续以后，又想了解什么呢？我们听他俩的对答，里面有两个生词 ，registration, R-E-G-I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N.Registration. Registration 来自 register. Register 是动词登记，而 registration 是名词登记注册。Complicated. C-O-M-P-L-I-C-A-T-E-D. Complicated. 意思是复杂的。
Same for trademark?
No, trademark registration is more complicated.
陈女士问， 注册商标是否手续相同呢？ Green 先生说，商标的登记注册来得复杂。我们听听陈女士最后还问什么。
Do we have to register the logo?
她问，我们必须登记产品标记吗？听 Green 先生怎么回答她，注意她说话的口气。
Do we have to register the logo?
Only if you want to protect it.
Green 先生的回答是 Only if you want to protect it. 这句话的意思是，只有在你想保护产品标记的情况下，你才得登记那个标记。这句话带有调侃的意味。Green 先生很清楚，陈女士要保护她的标记，所以她实在是在说，你务必登记你的标记。好，我们再听一遍这段讨论，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Which is easier to register, copyright or trademark? So how do we begin?
Copyright is easy. Put a C in a circle, your name and the date on your manual.
That's it?
That's the first step. Then we'll register with the U.S. Copyright Commission.
Same for trademark?
No, trademark registration is more complicated.
Do we have to register the logo?
Only if you want to protect it.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们说的答案。
Which is easier to register, copyright or trademark?
A copyright.
接下来我们要从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的谈话，复习一次学到的词句。
How exactly are we going to protect my games?
That depends on what exactly we protect.
Let's start with my source code.
That's easy. We copyright your source code.
And I suppose the manual.
Yes, the manual is copyrightable too.
Does copyright protection extend to the game title?
No, that'll be trademarked.
What's the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
A trademark protects titles or symbols associated with a product.
Like the graphic design.
Like the graphic design and even your company's logo.
So the look of my product is trademarked.
And the source code and manual are copyrighted.
So no one can copy them.
Not without copyright infringement.
So how do we begin?
Copyright is easy. Put a C in a circle...Your name and the date on your manual.
That's it?
That's the first step. Then we'll register with the U.S. Copyright Commission.
Same for trademark?
No, trademark registration is more complicated.
Do we have to register the logo?
Only if you want to protect it.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天聊天的话题是怎么样询问对方更喜欢什么。
So Jane, what do you want to do? Eat out or eat in?
I've been thinking about that. I think we should eat out.
那位男士问 Jane, 是想去外面饭馆用餐还是留在家里便饭。
So Jane, what do you want to do? Eat out or eat in?
这样问听来他俩考虑这个问题已经有一会儿了。他给 Jane 两种选择。
Eat out or eat in?
Jane 比较喜欢出去吃。
I've been thinking about that. I think we should eat out.
他也表示自己已经想了一会儿了。
I've been thinking about that.
当你问别人比较喜欢什么的时候，一般得给他几种选择。听几个例子。
Do you want to go to the movies or to a concert? What do you want to do? We can go to the 7 o'clock show or the 9:15.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。Green 先生要和陈女士继续讨论外商如何取得并保护他们的版权。我是伟伟，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听。各位下次再见。